This time we're going to move into the message. As you can see from the screen, we'll be in Jude chapter 1, which there's only one chapter.
今天我们所要讲的经文呢，就是在犹大书第一章，它事实上只有一章。
And our key text will be 17, verses 17 to 25.
主要我们就要讲第十七节到第二十五节。
And so we'll, as we, if you remember, if you were here a month ago, we started in the book of Jude.
如果还记得在一个月前的话，我们开始了犹大书。
And so this will be our second, most likely our also most likely our last sermon, but we'll from Jude, but we'll see.
这是我们的第二讲很可能也就是最后一讲，我们要看。
So what I'd like to do again, as we did last month, is to read through this chapter of Jude.
我们从上个月就开始就是整读整一章的犹大书。
And for sake of time, if you'd allow me, I would just read in English, and then if you would just follow along whichever language you'd prefer.
然后牧师他会用英文来读，大家可以用自己喜欢的语言来来跟。
And since Jude is a short book, you can feel accomplished, right? That in you read it through a book of the Bible right at the beginning of the year. So.
然后犹大书是一本很短的书，所以呢，我们今天读完这本书，真的是新年里面的一个非常大的成就。
So let's start here in Jude, verse 1.It says, Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, beloved in God the Father, and kept for Jesus Christ, may mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain people have crept in unnoticed who long ago were designated for this condemnation.Ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into sensuality and deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 5. Now I want to remind you, although you once fully knew it, that Jesus, who saved a people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not stay within their own position of authority but left their proper dwelling, he has kept in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day.Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desires, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire. Verse 8. Yet in like manner, these people also, relying on their dreams, defile the flesh, reject authority, and blaspheme the glorious ones. But when the archangel Michael, contending with the devil, was disputing about the body of Moses, he did not presume to pronounce a blasphemous judgment, but said, The Lord rebuke you.But these people blaspheme all that they do not understand, and they are destroyed by all that they, like unreasoning animals, understand instinctively. Woe to them, for they walked in the way of Cain and abandoned themselves for the sake of gain to Balaam's error and perished in Korah's rebellion. These are hidden reefs at your love feast, as they feast with you without fear, shepherds feeding themselves, waterless clouds swept along by winds, fruitless trees in late autumn, twice dead, uprooted.Wild waves of the sea, casting up the foam of their own shame, wandering stars, for whom the gloom of utter darkness has been reserved forever. Verse 14. It was also about these that Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied, saying, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment on all and to convict all the ungodly of all their deeds of ungodliness that they have committed in such an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things that ungodly sinners have spoken against him.These are grumblers, malcontents, following their own sinful desires. They are loud-mouthed boasters, showing favoritism to gain advantage. Excuse me. Verse 17, But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, In the last time, there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. It is these who cause divisions, worldly people, devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit,Keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life, and have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen.All right, so now you can check off a book of the Bible for this year, but...
我们可以把它勾掉，然后真的是很棒。
Sorry, I forgot to open my notes, so... I didn't want to forget halfway through and then open, we have to start all at the beginning, so... We'll... As we think of Jude, as we pick back up here in this chapter...
当我们来思考犹大书，在看这章书的时候...
If you were here last month, and if you remember, right, we all have good memory, so you probably took amazing notes and you have it all set to memory. But
如果你还记得，然后如果你记了非常详细的笔记，我知道你们肯定有很多很好的笔记。
You may remember we talked from the first four verses of Jude about contending for the faith.
可能你们还记得从第一节到第四节，我们在讲为真道要竭力争辩。
So just to give a quick kind of review, I guess, and leading into today's message.
所以我们就很快的来回顾一下。
See that Jude, we believe, was the half brother of Jesus.
犹大是耶稣同母异父的兄弟。
And he is writing this book, what appears to be to Christians.
然后他写这本书是为了基督徒来写的。
And it says in verse 1 and 2, it says, Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, beloved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ.
在第一节和第二节里面，他写到耶稣基督的仆人雅各的弟兄犹大，写信给那被召在父神里蒙爱为耶稣基督保守的人。
And his purpose for writing this book was twofold. One was to expose the false teachers.
犹大写这本书有两重的目的，一是要暴露假教师。
To expose those who were distorting the truth of God's word.
他要暴露那些歪曲扭曲神的话的那些人。
And number two was to encourage the believers to contend for the faith.
接下来也是要鼓励那些信徒要为真道来争辩。
He wanted them to be aware of the danger.And also, he wanted to encourage them to defend what was right.
他要来提醒他们的有危险在那里，然后也要鼓励他们要为真道来争辩。
As we said last time, we see in verse 3, this wasn't his original intent to write this way.
在我们看到第三节上次有讲到，他写这个书并不是他的原意。
In verse 3, he actually says that, Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation,
所以在第三节里面写，他说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，虽然我想尽心写信给你们啊，论我们同得救恩。”
He said, "I really wanted to write to you an encouraging message."
他说我确实非常的想要给你们写鼓励的话。
Something that we both can rejoice on.
是我们共同可以来欢欣快乐的那个信息。
So I was eager to write to you about our common salvation.
我非常的想要来写给你们关于我们共同的救恩。
Maybe he was referring back to verses 1 and 2.
可能他是想要回到一节和二节的信息。
Where it says, as Christians, we are the called, we are beloved in God, we are loved by God, and we are kept for Jesus Christ.
说我们是作为基督徒是被召的，然后是蒙连续的，然后是在父神里面的。
So maybe he wanted to expound on this more.
他很可能是想要多多的写这样子的信息。
Also, maybe in verse 2, he wanted to talk more about what we get to enjoy as Christians.
可能也是在第二节里面，他写到我们想要更多的去享受做基督徒的样子。
In verse 2, he says, "May mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you."
在第二节中，他写到愿连续平安慈爱多多的加给你们。
As Christians, we experience great mercy.
作为基督徒，我们享受到无穷的怜悯。
And peace and love.
我们也享受到很多的平安和慈爱。
One of the joys of being a Christian, we get to experience every day God's unconditional, unending love.
作为基督徒，我们每一天都享受到神他无条件的爱这样的喜乐。
So Jude said, "This is what I was eager to write to you about."
所以犹大说，这是我想要非常想要写给你们的。
But he said, "I found it necessary to write to you about something else."
但是犹大也说到，我觉得有必要写一些别的东西给你们。
You just picture Jude, you know, he's all excited maybe to get up the next day and start writing this letter.
我们来试想一下这样一个画面，犹大他早上起来，然后非常的兴奋，想要写下这样一封信。
And writing probably would have been an easy letter, talking about our salvation.
可能是想一封写一封比较轻松的信来写到来思考神的救恩。
The Holy Spirit inspired Jude to write about something else.
但是圣灵让犹大写下了不同的一封信。
Something necessary.
一封非常有必要的信。
That was a message for these believers here that he's writing to contend for the faith.
这样信是写给信徒的，让他们要为真道来争辩。
To stand for truth.
让他们在真理上站稳。
To stand for the authority of Scripture.
让他们为了圣经的权威来争辩。
And as we talked about last month, we said it is the responsibility of every believer to contend for the faith.
我们上月提到，作为我们每个基督徒，我们都有这样的义务来为真道来争辩。
Just like those who have gone before us and who have sacrificed and given their lives for the faith.
正如那些以前的人，他们先贤们，他们牺牲了他们的生命为了真道。
And also, we said that it must be the priority of every believer.
我们也说到，这是我们每个人的优先的责任。
We must stand for truth.
我们必须要为真道来站立。
So last month we gave a few practical ways of how to do this.
上个月的时候呢，我们就给大家提出了一些比较实际的方法，如何能做到这一点。
We said that if we are to contend for the faith, we must know the truth.
我们要为真道争辩的时候，我们必须要先知道什么是真理。
Live the truth.
我们必须要活出真理。
Share the truth and defend the truth.
必须要分享真理。然后是为真理而争辩。
And the reason this was so important,
为什么这个这么重要呢？
And the reason that it was so necessary for Jude to write this 2,000 years ago, and it's just as necessary today.
犹大在2000年前写下这个，它是非常必要的，同样它也在今天也是有它的必要性。
It's because truth is under attack.
因为真理被受到攻击。
And we get that and we understand that in our culture and in our world, people would choose rather believe a lie than believe the truth.
我们放眼望去，我们的社会，我们的文化，人们宁可来相信谎言，而不愿意来相信真理。
And we understand that when we go out into our workplaces and in our schools, we understand that truth is under attack.
我们当来到工作的地方或者是学校的时候，我们发现真道在受到攻击。
But the reason for the warning here is not just for what's going on out there. Jude wanted us to be aware that there was false teachers inside the church.
但是呢，犹大他的焦点并不是在说这个世界上到处都是假教师。犹大想要我们把我们的眼光收回来，在我们的教会当中就有这样的抵挡真道的假教师。
So in verse 4 it says, For certain people have crept in unnoticed.
在第四节当中，他说有一些人偷着进来。
So they've snuck their way into the church.
所以他们偷偷地来到了教会。
They've snuck their way into positions of authority in Christianity.
他们在教会当中可能是为首的。
And they look good, they look the part.
他们看上去表面上很好。
And so they sound almost right.
他们听上去好像基本上是对的。
But they try to distort the truth.
但是他们却想要去歪曲真理。
And so Jude wants them to be aware of this and to encourage them to contend against this.
所以犹大要提醒他们注意这样的现象，然后要为真道来争辩。
See, there are spiritual terrorists that have infiltrated their way in amongst you.
所以呢，有这样子属灵的恐怖分子渗透到基督徒的当中。
And there, and look at what he says, how he describes them.
看一下犹大是怎么样来描写这些人的。
In verse 4 it says, For certain people have crept in unnoticed who long ago were designated for this condemnation.
他说因为有一些人偷着进来，就是自古被定受刑罚的，是不虔诚的。
God had already said long ago that these people would be judged.
他说这些人自古就被定需要受刑罚。
And he says that they're ungodly people.
他说他们是不虔诚的。
He said that they pervert the grace of God.
他说他将我们神的恩变成放纵情欲的机会。
They live and teach how whatever they want with the guise that hey, God will just forgive it. It's all good.
他们就随己意来教导神的道理，然后觉得神已经原谅我们，所以我们可以随己意来行。
And to top it off, it says they deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ.
并且他不认独一的主宰，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
So really, when we see this, and if we're not going to take the time for sake of time, we're not going to go through all of verse 15 to 16.
我们不会花很多的时间在第五节到第十六节这样的经文上面。
But if you go through verses 15 to 16, you'll see more description of these false teachers and their punishment and what they're like.
但是呢，第五节到第十六节就是告诉我们这些假教师他们表现成什么样子，他们将受的刑罚是如何。
It was my original intent to at least do a little overview of that part of the passage.
我原本是想要至少给大家一个大的概念。
I think for time, we'll focus more on verses 17 to 25.
但是由于时间的限制，我们会更多的聚焦在十七节到第二十五节。
So I would encourage you to really go through that part of Jude.
但是我鼓励大家自己可以去看这样子的一段的经文。
What we understand though from these false teachers or any of those who reject God.
我们看到这样的假教师，他们真的是抵挡神。
Is that they live with the denial of the Master Jesus Christ.
因为他们拒绝他们的主，认他们的主耶稣基督。
They live with this constant struggle of wanting to be their own master and lord.
他们一直生活在这样的一个挣扎之下，就是他们想要做自己的王。
Which is the same thing each one of us struggle with when we try to usurp our authority over God's authority.
我们同样每个人也有这样的挣扎，当我们想要篡权自己来取代耶稣的时候。
And this is the gospel. This is when we were trying to do things our own way, to save ourselves our own way.
这就是我们当我们想要通过自己的方式来拯救我们自己的时候。
To be our master, to be the king, the lord of our lives.
但是神他要我们想要做自己的王，自己的主。
And when we become a Christian, what we are saying is that we are giving that kingship to who it really belongs to.
当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们就说我们把这样的一个主权交给我们原来应该做我们王的那一位。
We're not really giving to him because he already is the king, but we're acknowledging that he's the king, he's the Lord.
我们并不是说我们就这样子把我们的权力还给那个王，他总是有这样的权力。我们只是说我们承认他是我们的主，他是我们的王。
So if you were to break the book of Jude down, you could break it into three sections.
如果可以把犹大书分段的话，它可以分成这样的三段。
The first section, verses 1 to 4, you could say contending for the faith.
第一节到第四节是第一段，为真道争辩。
Then verses 5 to 16, Jude here kind of gives a, almost like a history lesson.
从第五节到第十六节，犹大主要给了我们一堂历史课。
And if you wanted to title that, if you're taking notes, 5 to 16, you could say it's to learn from the past.
我们第五节到第十六节给他一个题目的话，可能就是从古至今，回顾历史。
Jude in this passage, he points out the danger of these people.
犹大他指出了这些人他们的the danger, 他们的危险。
Not just the danger of them, but also any who rebel against God.
不光是对他们的他们自己的危险，然后是任何违抗神的人所受的危险。
He uses some Old Testament examples to describe their rebellion and their destruction.
他用旧约的那些经文，然后来指出那些人他们的反抗以及他们的毁灭。
We won't go into detail of those examples, but some of that he uses is the children of Israel in the wilderness.
我不会非常详细的讲解，但是有一些，比如说是以色列的以色列人。
When they were miraculously rescued by God and they rebelled against Him.
当他们被神奇妙的救赎，但是后来又反抗神的时候。
In verses 6 and 7, it talks about how the fallen angels, those angels who rebelled against God.
第六节和第七节，那些不守本位、离开自己住处的天使，他们违抗神。
They rejected the rightful king.
他们违抗那位应配得的大君王。
Also in verse 7 it talks about Sodom, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
第七节他又讲到了索多玛和俄摩拉他们的毁灭。
The city who was anti-God, the city who rebelled completely against God.
这两座完全抵挡神、完全违背神的两座城。
Who rejected God's authority and God destroyed the city.
他们离开了神的荣耀。
And it gives some other examples of how they act like Cain, if you remember in Genesis, where Cain was jealous and killed his brother.
你还记得在创世纪当中，该隐他对他的兄弟有嫉妒这件事情吗？
These are in verses 11 and 12, and also about.The prophet Balaam.
从第十一节到第十二节又讲到了巴兰这个先知。
Who was more motivated by finances and success that he was willing to betray the people of God?
他为了金钱以至于来背叛了神。
And about Korah, who was with the same time with Moses, who rebelled against the one that God had put in authority.
还有差不多同期的可拉，他也违背了摩西，违背了神。
There's much more in this passage, but what we see though is he's talking to us and encouraging us to learn from the past, learn from these examples.
犹大在这里，他鼓励我们要从古从历史，然后来学习。
He points out that the false teachers, that their goal is to deceive you.
他指出那些假教师，他们的目的是为了要欺骗你们。
To get you to doubt God and His Word.
来欺骗你们，以至于你们会怀疑神的话。
To turn you away from God.
把你们转离神。
And to use you for their own gain.
来利用你们为自己来谋利。
Since they live selfishly, ungodly.
因为他们是自私的活着，他们不敬虔的活着。
And they may look good, but he says you got to be careful. Contend for the faith.
他们可能看上去表面很好，但是你们需要小心，需要为真道来争辩。
To understand that this happens, here's a history lesson, and also make sure you don't follow this path.
他告诉我们这是在历史当中存在的，不要再重蹈覆辙。
You know, those of us here that maybe we've been in church for a long time, we've been in God's Word.
我们在座的可能有一些人已经在教会里面待了很久了，对神的话非常的熟悉。
You know, it's easy to deceive ourselves to think that this wouldn't or couldn't happen to you.
我们可能会以为这些事情不会在我们自己的身上发生。
That you couldn't believe or follow the lie.
我们可不会去相信这样的谎言。
So it reminds them, hey, to learn from the past.
但是这里犹大提醒我们，我们要从历史当中学习。
This isn't just something that's currently going on. This has always been happening since the fall.
这不是以前才发，只有以前才发生的，这个一直在发生。
And as we'll see in just a moment, in a few verses ahead, that and the closer we get to the end, that it will happen more and more.
我们在紧接着几节当中会发现，当我们越来越靠近末日的时候，这个事情发生的越频繁。
So as we look at our text today,
所以我们看到今天的经文。
Verses 1 to 4 talk about contending for the faith.
第一节到第四节要为真道争辩。
5 to 16 talks about learning from the past.
第五节到第十六节说到要从历史当中学习。
Verses 17 to 25, we want to talk about a call to keep on going.
第十七节到第二十五节就是说要呼召我们继续往前。
A call to keep going.
呼召我们继续往前。
And I know that we talk about sometimes that life can be difficult and tough.
我们可能回顾，有的时候生活是非常的困难。
And maybe other times, you know, if someone else is going through a difficulty, maybe at that time your life is pretty good.
有的时候我们虽然自己顺风顺水，但是看到别人正在困难当中生活。
I think one thing we've all experienced this last year, though, is all of us were faced with difficulty.
甚至在去年的时候，我们每一个人都在困境当中。
Maybe not to the level of someone else, but we were all faced with some level of inconvenience and stress.
我们可能没有别人过得那么惨，但是我们每个人都可能会或多或少的经历一些压力。
And it's easy to get discouraged.
我们会灰心。
It's easy to be tempted to give up or to stop trying.
很容易就放弃，然后放弃继续努力。
Especially as it relates to our Christian life.
更多的是放弃，尤其是放弃在我们灵命上面的努力。
How many of you? We talked about last year, but it's now too. Like, how many of you feel exhausted?
去年可能不是，是不久的过去。你们有没有觉得非常的累
？Right, we're tired. Just all the noise and the turmoil and the strife, and we're exhausted.
然后对周遭发生的那些情况、那些风波，然后每个人都非常的疲倦。
And the thought of sometimes just going about our normal day or doing our normal work routine just seems a little bit harder than it used to.
尽管只是去做普通的事情、日常的事情，但是总比平常要难很多。
And then on top of that, you know, Jude tells us we need to contend for the faith. So not only do we need to get up and actually get dressed for the day when we're working at home, right?
然后犹大在这里说我们要为真道争辩，所以我们不光是要起床，然后而且是要正装起床在家工作，是不是
？We need to contend for the faith. Still, we need to stand for truth.
我们要为真道争辩，在真理上站立。
And probably now more than ever, at least in my lifetime, it's sometimes hard to know what is true.
但是可能有的时候我也是这样子，很难知道真理是什么。
We hear so much noise and so many opinions.
我们看到周遭有这么多的噪音，这么多的不同的思想。
So we have to, it's difficult to keep going.
要继续往前的话，有时很难。
Not that we're going to give up, but to keep going spiritually.
不是说我们要放弃，但是我们要在灵命上要继续的往前。
It's difficult to contend for the faith sometimes.
有的时候要为真道争辩是非常难的。
It's difficult to stand for right.
有的时候为正确的事情来站立是难的。
And then on top of it, when you're already tired and you're already down and then you have these, as Jude talks about, these false teachers who are coming in and throwing another wrench into the mess.
尤其我们有的时候会很累，然后已经很累了。当犹大在这里再提醒我们，我们要为真道争辩的时候，我们就更累。
So he's going to give us a call to keep going, to persevere.
所以犹大在这里呼召我们要继续前进，要不放弃。
As we think of the new year, right, we make some New Year's resolutions, and we maybe have some goals we've jotted down.
我们想到现在是新年了，可能有一些新年的计划，我们把它写了下来，是吗？
Just write this down. Keep on going.
请大家真的把它写下来，然后要继续往前。
Maybe you know, earlier last year you had ambitions for this year, right? I just want to, I want to run a marathon or finish my degree or whatever it is.
也许你们之前会有一些宏伟的目标，比如说我要跑一个马拉松，或者是来完成我的学业。
And maybe you feel discouraged that even maybe this year you had some goals and you've already missed them in just the first few days.
然后这个今年你可能也有一些目标但是这样过了几天以后，可能你已经没有办法完成这个目标。
Maybe you said I'm going to get in shape and then the first day of the year we have icy rain, so it's like, well, I guess I'll start tomorrow.
然后比如说我想今年要来保持身材，但是就在新年的第一年我们就有了 ice cream.
Icy rain.
Icy rain. 然后但是第一天就有了这样子一个冰雨，所以就没有办法实现。
But you know, ice cream is also a distraction to my fitness goals. So.
但是冰淇淋也可以让我们来分心。
So you could ask my family. It could be either one. Like I either don't go because the rain or I'm eating ice cream. So.
两个都可以，有可能因为下了冰雨不能去跑，然后也有可能因为吃了冰淇淋。
So Jude is going to challenge us to keep going.
但是犹大在这里挑战我们要努力向前。
There's a lot of distraction. There's a lot of false teachers.
我们周围有很多让我们分心的事情，有很多的假教师。
There's a lot of people and things that want to pull you away from God.
有很多的人想要，还有事要把你从神那里拉走。
It says, "Don't give in, keep going."
但是犹大在这里说，不要放弃，继续向前。
Let's read these verses real quick, 17 to 25.
让我们很快的来读17节到第25节。
It says, But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, In the last time there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. It is these who cause divisions, worldly people, devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.Christ that leads to eternal life, and have mercy on those who doubt, save others by snatching them out of the fire, to others show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, and now and forever. Amen. It's back. And then, so as we look at this passage, so as we think about this idea of keep going.
我们读到这段经文的时候，我们就脑子里面有这样子一个概念，就是要努力向前。
Jude is going to give us some things real quick here in our remaining time about how to keep going.
犹大在这里提醒我们，我们要继续向前。
How to persevere.
怎样去坚守。
The first one that I want us to notice, remember, or to write down is remember the warning in verse 17.
我第一个想要提醒大家，希望大家可以写下来，就是要有一点，就是要记住祷告第十七节。
It says, "But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ."
他说是记住警告。他说，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要纪念我们主耶稣基督之使徒从前所说的话。
And、this prediction, this warning, is that false teachers are going to come.
他们的警告就是说，他们的这样的预言就是说，假教师会来的。
In 18 it says, they said to you, in the last time there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. It is these is referring back to these false teachers who cause divisions, worldly people, devoid of the Spirit.
然后第十八节继续讲到，他们曾对你们说，末世必有好讥诮的人，随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行，就是那些指的就是假教师，引人结党，属乎血气，没有圣灵的人。
And so in this challenge to keep going, he reminds them that hey, opposition is going to come.
犹大在这里挑战我们说，让我们可以继续前行，因为他说反对的人就在那里。
You know, sometimes we fail at things, or in our Christian life, at times is we're caught off guard, right?
在我们的基督徒的生命当中，有的时候我们猝不及防的受到了攻击，是吗
？So Jude says, "Don't be caught off guard. This is going to happen."
犹大说：“你们不要没有任何的准备，这些人就是在那里。
”There are those who are going to distort the truth.
他们在那里要扭曲事实。
There are those who are going to try to lead you away from God.
有些人，他们真的就是会把你们引离神。
He says it's going to happen. In fact, says that.That closer they get to the last days, that it will happen more.
这是会发生的事情，甚至我们当离末世越近的时候，这个发生的频率就更高。
And so the closer that Satan thinks that he is coming to his end of any control or power that he has, he's going to send out his whole army.
当撒旦发现他的权力很快就会到尽头的时候，他就会把他的整个军队来释放出来。
And so he says.Be on guard. Remember what you've been taught. Remember what you've been told.
所以他在这里说，我们要谨记，记住我们以前所受的教训。
Look at how he describes the false teachers again.
我们可以再看一下他们对假教师的这样子一个形容。
It says that they're scoffers in verse 18.
在十八节中，他说到他们是讥诮的人。
It says they're divisive.
他们引人结党。
They're ungodly.
他们属乎血气。
In verse 19 says that they're void of the Spirit. They're unbelievers.
他们是没有圣灵的人，他们不是信神的人。
They don't even believe what they are proclaiming.
他们甚至不相信他们宣称他们相信的。
So he says to be on guard.
所以他说你们要警醒。
Don't focus on them. Don't focus on man. Focus on Christ.
不要把目光聚焦在人的身上，把目光聚焦在耶稣的身上。
So、don't be caught off guard and realize this is going to come and prepare yourself.
不要不设防，知道这是他们要这样的攻击是会来的，所以要准备好。
Make sure that you are growing spiritually.
确保你自己在灵命上是成长的。
Because there are those who are going to come and try to deceive you.
这样就会有这样的人来会要来欺骗你。
So just keep on going by remembering the warning.
所以你们要努力向前，记住这样的警告。
Number two, number one, remember the warning. Number two, remain in God's love.
第一就是要记住警告，第二点就是保守自己在神的爱中。
So verse 20 it says, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life."
第二十节这样说到，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
This doesn't mean that we will lose God's love or God will stop loving us.
这不是说我们不会神会停止对我们的爱。
We are always loved by our heavenly Father.
我们的天父永远是爱我们的。
What we see though in Scripture is that when we live in disobedience.
但是我们看到这经文的时候，我们知道如果我们活在我们没有完全的遵行神的旨意的话，
that our fellowship with God is often hindered.
我们与神的交通就会断绝。
And so God loves, but our that fellowship is hindered.
神仍旧是爱我们，但是我们与神的交通受到了阻拦。
So God wants us to submit to Him, to faithfully follow Him in obedience.
所以呢，神想要我们来顺服他，在完全的顺服当中来顺服他。
In John 14:15, he says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments."
所以在约翰福音第十四章十五节，他说：“你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。”
In 1 John 5:3, he says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome."
约翰一书五章三节说：“我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。”
So when we're faithfully following God in obedience, we are in the sphere of His love and in His blessing.
当我们啊遵行神的旨意，我们来跟随他的时候，我们就在他的这样子一个啊一个爱的圈当中。
So when we are living in disobedience, we're often living instead of in God's blessing, we're living in God's chastisement or correction.
啊，当我们没有遵行神的旨意的时候，我们没有生活在，我们就不能生活在他的怜悯、他的恩典当中，我们将会受到他的责备。
And even in God's correction, don't let that discourage you. That's a sign of God's love.
啊，但是就算我们被神责备，也不要灰心，因为这是神的爱的表现。
Let me read a couple of verses for you in Proverbs 3:11-12.
在啊，我们要读一些经文，在箴言第三章第十一节到第十二节。
It says, "My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, or be weary of His reproof, for the Lord reproves him whom He loves, as a father the son in whom He delights."
他说，我儿，你不可轻看耶和华的管教，也不可厌烦他的责备，因为耶和华所爱的，他必责备，正如父亲责备所喜爱的儿子。
And Hebrews 12 verses 5 and 6 says, "And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him, for the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and chastises every son whom he receives."
在希伯来书12章5到6节又写道，你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
So God wants us to live faithfully, submitting ourselves to Him in obedience.
所以神想要我们可以来忠心的为他活，啊，完全的顺服他。
And so how can we live faithful, obedient lives?
我们怎么样去活出这样一个有信心，啊，一个顺服的生命呢？
What tools can we use as we're persevering, we're keeping on?
当我们努力向前，当我们保谨守的时候，我们有什么样子的工具呢？
In verse 20 says that building yourselves up in your most holy faith.
所以在第二十节中写到，你们要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
And that we need to continue to grow in the scriptures.
所以我们要在至圣的真道上不停的成长。
To grow in God's word.
在神的话语当中成长。
He said, I want to keep going this year. I want to grow in Christ this year.
所以我们想要在今年可以继续的在灵命当中成长。
I don't want to be distracted by the turmoil and the noise and those who are distorting truth.
我不想被那些各种各样的噪音所分心，然后我不想被那些歪曲真理的声音来分心。
So we need to grow in the scriptures. We need to read it.
所以我们要在真道上成长，我们需要读经。
We need to study it. We need to meditate on it. We need to teach it. We need to share it.
我们需要在上面来默想，我们需要在上面来我们需要来教导别人真道，来分享这样的真道。
There's a quote by a pastor named Robbie Gallaty that I really like.
有一个牧师这样子写道。
It is. He says this: "Get into the book until the book gets into you."
他说我们要这样子好好的学习这本书，以至于这本书进到了你的里面。
Just keep reading God's word until God's word changes you.
所以我们要不停地来读神的话，以至于神的话可以来改变你。
So he says, if we're going to keep going,
所以我们要努力向前。
We're going to keep following Christ in 2021.
我们在2021年的时候，我们要继续地跟随耶稣。
To grow in the scriptures.
在真道上成长。
Also in verse 20, he says, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit.
在二十节中也说到，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。
We need to spend time in prayer this year.
我们要在祷告上面花时间。
When he's saying to pray in the Spirit, he's saying that we need to pray for God's will to be done.
我们什么是在圣灵里祷告呢？就是在让祷告的时候求神的旨意可以成全。
Praying in accordance with what God wants.
根据神的旨意来祷告。
So this year, and if we would.All of them, myself included, if we would spend more, take some of our distractions away and spend more time with God, we would all benefit.
包括我自己在内，如果我们可以每一个人都从分心的事情当中抽身，然后可以多多专注的祷告的话，这对我们都是有益处的。
Just keep going, grow in the scriptures, pray in the spirit.
所以我们要努力向前，在圣灵里祷告，在神的话里面成长。
So in verse 20, we see that we are to watch for the Savior.
所以在二十一节他又讲到我们要仰望这位救主。
Verse 21, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life.
在二十一节当中写到，保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
And this should encourage us today.
这对我们来说是一个莫大的鼓励。
But no matter what you're facing or what you will face.
不管你是在面对什么，或者是你将要面对什么。
This is not the end. Aren't you glad, especially with the year that we just went through, that this is not the end?
这不是我们的终结。你们是不是很高兴？尤其在我们度过了上一个年度的时候，这不是我们的终结。
This is not our hope.
这不是我们的希望。
We look for God's mercy.
我们仰望神的恩典。
That has been extended to us when He offered us salvation.
当他给我们救恩的时候，这样的恩典也临到了我们的头上。
We look for that eternal life that we are promised with Him.
我们真的是仰望神所应许给我们的这样子的永生。
And we're reminded that this is not our home.
我们被提醒这不是我们的家。
If you remember when we read the book of Philippians.
如果你还记得在腓立比书。
In chapter 3 of Philippians, verse 20 and 21, Paul says.
腓立比书第三章第二十到第二十一节，保罗这样子说道。
He says, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ."Who will transform our lowly body to be like His glorious body by the power that enables Him even to subject all things to Himself.
他说我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
We're reminded that if we're going to keep on going, then we need to live in light of our true citizenship.
我们被提醒，如果我们要努力向前的话，我们必须要活出我们真正的这样子一个国民的心态。
We live longing for that day.
我们渴望那一日的到来。
To the day that Christ is going to make everything right, everything good.
基督要在那一日将一切都更新，将一切都纠正。
So Jude says to keep going, remember the warning.
所以犹大说，你们要努力向前，继续向前，要记住这个警告。
Remain in God's love, grow in the scriptures, pray in the spirit, watch for the Savior.
在神的爱里面坚守保持自己在神的爱里面，然后在真道上成长，在圣灵里祷告，要仰望这一位救主。
But it reminds us though, we're not just waiting for the end, we're not just waiting for eternity, which we are.
这告诉我们，我们不仅仅只是说要等待那个末日的来到，等待永恒的来到，我们确实也是在等待那个。
But in the meantime, we're not to be apathetic or complacent. He said we have a job to do.
但是在同时呢，我们不能够变得漠然不关心，因为我们有工作要做。
In verse 22, he challenges us to rescue the lost.
第二十二节就说，我们的工作就是要拯救那失丧的人。
Said yes, you have hope.You have eternal security, but there's those around us who don't.
他说：“是的，你确实有这样的希望，你确实有这样子的一个把握，可以得救。但是还有一些人，他们没有。
You know, many in our world have been influenced by the lies.
很多的人他们的生命受到了谎言的影响。
So we need to reach them.
所以我们要reach them. 所以我们就是需要去向他们伸手。
We need to share the blessed hope that we have with them.
我们需要把我们这样子的一个希望，这样子的一个爱可以与他们一起来分享。
This is Matthew 28:18 and 20 is a very common verse.
马太福音第二十八节十八到二十节是一个非常常用的经文。
One that we know well, but often have a hard time living out.
但是我们很难把它真的这样子活出来。
It's the Great Commission.
这就是一个大使，这就是大使命。
This is what Jesus told every believer to do.
耶稣告诉每一个信他的人都要这样子去做。
And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age."
他说，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Just keep going, keep following God this year.
所以他说要继续的往前，继续的跟随神。
Keep growing in Him.
在他的里面不断的成长。
So share the gospel with those around you.
和周围的人分享福音。
The world needs this good news.
这个世界需要这样的好消息。
The good thing is we have it.
好的事情就是我们有这样的好消息。
And so just as if we take Jesus' words seriously, we will share our faith.
所以我们如果认真地对待耶稣的话的话，我们就会要与别人分享。
Think of maybe the difficulty that you've experienced this last year.
当我们来回顾我们可能去年所经历的种种的困难。
And you have hope. I have hope.
我们你和我都有这样的希望。
This may be a year that more people are willing to listen.
这一年可能是更多的可能会有更多的人愿意来倾听。
I read a statistic that was actually convicting to me.
我看到这样的一个调查数据对我来说真的是很可信的。
It says 52% of Christians have not shared their faith in the last 12 months.
他说到 52% 的基督徒在过去的12个月当中没有和人分享福音。
It also said that 78% of unchurched people said they were open to spiritual conversation.
他也说到 78% 的没有去教会的人说他们对于教会的这样的一个事情是敞开的。
We understand that some people may reject it and not want to hear, but majority of people, it seems, will at least listen.
说到就是说有一些人可能会抵制不愿意来听但是大部分的人是他们的心是敞开的愿意来听。
But we'll never know if we don't tell them.
但是我们永远不会发现如果我们不去告诉他们的话。
So Sherrod, he gives a few examples of different groups of people and we won't dive into it deeply.
所以我在这里跟大家分享一下我们不会我不会讲很多的细节。
In verse 22, it says, and have mercy on those who doubt.
在22节当中说对那些有些人存疑心你们要怜悯他们。
Have mercy on those who have some doubts, have some questions.
有些人他们存疑心他们不是很确定你们要怜悯他们。
Not too sure.
他们可能不是很确定。
Maybe just think about ourselves. Each one of us, we've gone through doubts. Maybe before you came to Christ, maybe it took years.
可能你自己来相信神的时候，你之前也会有一些疑心。
Have mercy on those.
你们要对这些人要怜悯。
Extend the mercy that you have received.
你们要把自己所受的这样的怜悯也降到他，也给他们。
So the first group of people that says needs to be reached are maybe those who doubt.
可能我们所要去接触的第一批人第一群人就是那些有疑心的人。
There's those who maybe they're not rejecting God completely, they're just not sure.
他们没有来抵挡真理他们只是不太确定。
Then 23 says save others by snatching them out of the fire.
在第23节当中说到那些要把有一些人从火里面把他们给救出来。
This other seems maybe more severe, like these are people who, it seems maybe they're almost too far gone.
这些人他们可能已经滑得比较远了。
It gives this picture that we can imagine, it says snatching them out of the fire.
我们可以想象这样一个画面就是把那些人从火里救出来。
You know, let's imagine somebody that's just like almost falling into the flames.
可以想象有一些人他们可能快要掉到火里去了。
Maybe they've rejected God.
可能他们已经拒绝了神。
Maybe they've already told you no.
他们可能已经告诉你。
I don't want to hear it.
他们可能已经拒绝了你，我不想要听。
It says reach those people, try to before it's too late.
他说在这里犹大说你要去抓住这些人不要让before it's too late, 要不要让时间过得太久了。
Let's remind ourselves, it's not, I know it's not a thought that we like to think, but when people die without Christ, they spend eternity.Separated from him in a lake of fire.
我就在这里被提醒，有一些人他们一辈子没有听到福音，他们就去世了，于是他们就与神永远的隔绝。
And so we say that with sadness. We don't want. That's not what we want for anyone. That's not what God wants for anyone.
这不是神所要希望看到任何人所发生的事情。我们也不想要这样的事情发生。
So he says, go into the world and preach the gospel.
所以他说我们要入世，然后我们要来宣扬这样的福音。
The next group says, to others show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh.
接着他说，你们有些人你们要存惧怕的心，怜悯他们，连那被情欲沾染的衣服也当厌恶。
I think of these people as like they've lived with a complete opposition to Christ.
这些人他们可能是完全的来抵挡神，抵挡基督。
I don't know, but maybe Jude is referring back to like these false teachers, people that one time taught a false gospel.
犹大可能在这里又回到了那些假教师当中，那些假教师们，他们曾经来，他们教导那些假的福音。
Because if they're still breathing, if they're still alive, there's still hope that they could receive Christ.
但是他们尚有一息尚存，然后他们还活着的时候，也可以向他们来传福音。
In 2 Peter 3:9, it says, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance."
在彼得后书三章九节的时候，这样写道：“主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。”
In Luke 19:10, it says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost."
路加福音十九章第十节说到：“人子来，为要寻找拯救失丧的人。”
In John 3:16, which is a familiar passage to us, says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him."
在约翰福音第三章十六节这样说到，这是我们很熟悉的一段经文：“神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。”叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的独生爱子来，不是为了要定这世人的罪，而是为了要拯救世人。
Also in Romans 10:13 says, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved."
罗马书第十章第十三节说到，因为凡求告主名的，就必得救。
God wants us to reach out to all of this, even those who may have rejected the truth.
所以我们要向所有的人传福音，即便是那些抵挡真理的人。
And we're out of time, so let me just give you these last two, and we'll close it.
我们可能已经没有时间了，所以我们再很快的讲一下这最后的两节就要结束了。
Because that's two are in verses 24 and 25. Jude encourages us to rest in God's promise.
第二十四节和第二十五节鼓励我们要在主的应许中安息。
It says, "Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of His glory with great joy."
他说要在那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的我们的救主，独一的神。
Just been resting in God's promise. You may be going through a difficult time. You may go through difficulty. Realize that Christ is our hope. We are kept in Him.
在主的应许中得到安息。我们可能经历过一些痛苦，经历过一些挣扎，但是我们在主的应许当中，我们可以得享这样的安息。
Maybe you're discouraged this year.Facing doubts this year, realize that God's promised you eternal life if you place your faith in Him.
我们也许今年可能过去的一年中有这样的灰心，这样的失望，但是神让我们可以把我们的疑虑都卸给他。
Remind yourself of that this year.
让我们要提醒自己在新的一年当中。
One reason we think of the Lord's Supper, we're reminded of what the promise that Christ has made with us.
我们今天所享用的圣餐也是这样子的提醒我们，神为我们这样的牺牲。
And the last one, verse 25, want to be reminded to live for the glory of God.
在第二十五节当中，我们被提醒要思想，我们要为神的荣耀而活。
To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen.
我们的救主，独一的神，愿荣耀、尊严、能力、权柄，因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前，并现今，直到永永远远。阿门。
So remember, it's all about Christ.
真的是让我们来纪念，这都是因为基督的缘故。
It's all about Him. Let's live for the glory of God this year.
让我们今年可以为主的荣耀，为神的荣耀而活。
Let's keep going. Let's keep pressing on for His glory.
让我们继续向前，为了他的荣耀。
So that the world will see Him.
所以整个世界可以看到他。
Let's make God known and make God famous.
让神可以被万人所知道，让他可以他的名被他的名可以荣耀。
Let's live for the glory of God and keep on going this year.
让我们为神的荣耀而活，让我们在今年可以继续的向前。
As Paul says, to keep pressing on.
正如保罗所说的，我们努力向前。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, Lord, we thank you for this time you've given to us.
父神，我们真的是感谢您，让我们有刚才的时光。
But we thank you for the salvation and the hope that we have in you.
让我们来感谢您给我们的这样的救恩和希望。
And Lord, we ask that we would live for your glory this year.
神啊，我们就求您可以来彰显您自己的荣耀，今年来彰显您的荣耀。
Father, would you help us to keep on going when it gets difficult?
求您来帮助我们在这样的困难的时刻可以继续向前。
Would help us to focus on you this year.
让我们可以定睛在您的身上。
We ask this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Amen. At this time, we're going to take a moment. We want to recognize a couple of young ladies who have done a really great feat, actually.
现在我们可以请几个年轻的女生，然后来鼓励一下她们。
And as this year, I mean, we talked about growing in the scriptures.
我们是来说是在真道上面可以来成长。
And I was really encouraged when I was asked to do this today.
今天我被告诉要做这件事情的时候，我非常的受鼓励。
Because we have a couple young ladies here in our church who are doing just that.
因为我们有一两个女生，然后在我们的教会当中在过去的一年就是在真道上成长。
So I'm going to ask Rebecca and Grace, if you guys feel comfortable, would you come up this way? This says that they have a recognition of reading the Bible for the fourth time. That's awesome. That's congratulations to both of you.Good job, guys. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's my goal this year, to read through the Bible. So this year, Rebecca and Grace, you need to come up to me and check on me every once in a while, all right? So, well, congratulations. So we'll let that be a challenge to us, too, this year, to be in God's Word.
让我们也今年也把这个作为我们的一个挑战，也可以在神的话语中成长。
Listen, we'll have announcements.
接着我们有一些那个报告。